Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Egyptian mediators confirmed Wednesday they had secured a breakthrough that should allow the handover of the final four hostage bodies due in the first phase of the deal this week. U.S.-designated terror group Hamas said the bodies of Tzahi, Idan, Yitzhak Elgarat, Ohad Yahalomi, and Shlomo Mansur would be released on Wednesday night, but said their release would be conducted without any ceremonies. They added that a hospital in Gaza was preparing to receive Palestinian prisoners who would be released in exchange. Israel had previously refused to release more than 600 Palestinian prisoners and detainees on Saturday after accusing Hamas of breaching the ceasefire deal by staging what it considered an offensive public handover of hostages in Gaza. The Israeli military said it conducted airstrikes against several launch sites inside Gaza Wednesday after a projectile was fired from the Palestinian territory but fell short. Shiri Bibas and her two sons have been put to rest in Israel after their bodies were returned by Hamas as part of the ceasefire. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Tens of thousands of Israelis lined highways holding flags, orange balloons, and signs saying, "Forgive us." It's an outpouring of grief for the bodies of a mother and her two small sons who were killed in captivity in the Gaza Strip and were taken for burial. The Bibas family's plight has come to embody the profound sense of loss and grief still permeating after Hamas's October 7th attack 2 years ago. Israel says the boys were killed by their captors in November 2023, a month after they were abducted, while Hamas claims the family was killed in an Israeli airstrike. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Dozens of dignitaries, including the ambassadors of France, Germany, and Britain, walked out of Russia's speech to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva on Wednesday in support of Ukraine. This is VOA News. A report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog says Iran has accelerated its production of near-weapons-grade uranium as tensions between Tehran and Washington rise after the election of U.S. President Donald Trump. The Associated Press has seen the report by the Vienna-based International Atomic Energy Agency. The report says that as of February 8th, Iran has 274 kilograms of uranium enriched up to 60%, up by more than 92 kilograms since the IAEA's last report in November. That material is a short technical step away from weapons-grade levels of 90%. The IAEA says it is a significant increase and of serious concern. Ukraine said on Wednesday it had reached a preliminary deal to hand revenue from some of its mineral resources to the United States before an expected trip to Washington by President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday. This act could be a great success or it could pass quietly, and the big success depends on our conversation with President Trump. The deal is central to Ukrainian attempts to ensure strong support from U.S. President Donald Trump as he seeks a quick end to Russia's war in Ukraine, with U.S.-Russian talks that have so far excluded Kyiv set to continue on Thursday. A White House official on Wednesday raised doubts about whether an invitation to Zelensky to meet Trump would make sense given Zelensky's comments that a minerals deal is not complete.
It is vital to ensuring that the rights and interests of the vulnerable are not trampled beneath the ambitions of the powerful.
In his opening address at the G20 finance meeting in Cape Town, President Cyril Ramaphosa says, quote, "Multilateral cooperation region is our only hope of overcoming unprecedented challenges," unquote. 2 days of talks of finance ministers and central bank governors from the world's leading economies is being held a week after a meeting of G20 foreign ministers was snubbed by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who complained of its anti-Americanism. U.S. Secretary of Treasury Scott Bessent said on February 20th that he would not attend the Cape Town meeting because he was too busy. Pope Francis has been sitting in an armchair getting medical treatment as he continues to fight pneumonia in both lungs. AP correspondent Tricia Thomas has more.
Pope Francis is still here at Gemelli Hospital. The 88-year-old Pope is battling pneumonia in both his lungs. The Vatican said today that he is actually sitting up in an armchair getting his drug treatment. The Pope has been receiving oxygen through two tubes in his nose, and doctors have done a second CAT scan.
Tricia Thomas from the Associated Press. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.